Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, learn how to have your prayers answered.
God loves persistence. Hey, have you thrown in the towel on something you're praying about? Something that you know is the will of God, but you say, I don't think this is going to work. Listen, in so many marriages where we have difficulties in marriages, we need to remember that God, He doesn't want the marriage to be torn apart. So you have great confidence to pray, God, save my marriage. God, change me to be the spouse you want me to be. God, do a work here. And I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep knocking. You want to believe God all the way to the end.
He can heal every scar.
The Old Testament prophet Elijah was a man who knew how to get his prayers answered. He literally knew the secret that we're going to be looking into today, the secret of answered prayer. This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and today we'll begin the message with a question for you. When's the last time you petitioned God for something very specific, and God answered your specific request specifically? Well, why doesn't that happen more often? Well, we'll learn why in today's lesson entitled Answered Prayer, which is from Pastor Jeff's series, Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the Prophet of Fire. Now, this series and Pastor Jeff's booklet, Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer, are our two special gifts for your support this month of any amount to From His Heart. You can find out more about that when you go online to fromhisheart.org, and I'll tell you more later. But first, let's get ready to begin by turning in your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 18. Here again is Pastor Jeff Shreve to help you find some answered prayer.
Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you asked God for something very specific? You know, Lord bless me is not a specific prayer. You wouldn't know if He did or not, really, because it's just so general. When's the last time you asked God for something very specific and God answered your specific request with His specific answer to that request and showed you that He hears you and He is a God who answers prayer? All that can change today as we study the prayer life of Elijah and see the secret to answered prayer. I want you to notice with me three steps to getting your prayers answered. Step number one, answered prayer comes when we get our hearts right with God. Psalm 66, verse 18, the scripture says this, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. He will not hear when you have sin in your heart and you have a regard for sin. The Lord had said to the people, listen, thus says the Lord, if you forget me when you go into the land of promise and you start to worship other gods, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to shut up heaven and there's not going to be any rain for you until you get things right. Well, Elijah knew what the Lord had said. And Elijah came to Ahab and he just claimed the word of God and says, this is what's going to happen. No more rain. So they had to deal with the idolatry. You and I have to deal with the idolatry if we're going to get in on this thing called answered prayer. Second step toward answered prayer comes when we not only get our hearts right, but when we hear and align ourselves with God. When we hear from the Lord and align ourselves with God and His plan. 1 Kings chapter 18, it says, the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth. Clear word from the Lord to Elijah. You know, I have never heard the Lord speak audibly to my ears, but I've heard Him speak into my heart. I've heard Him impress something on my heart. So the God of the universe, He communicated with Elijah, and the word was clear. Now, how does God do that to us today? Well, God speaks primarily through His word and always in agreement with His word. And then God answers prayer. Keep that in mind. That's how He speaks. He answers prayer that is rooted in His word and rooted in His will. Why do we not see more things happen that we pray for? Because so much of the time, we pray for our will. And you know what? God's not interested in your will or my will. He's interested in His will. Here's the prayer promise from 1 John chapter 5. And this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from Him. But we have to ask according to His will. Now, His word and His will, they're linked together. And so I can find out what His will is as I spend time in His word. Sometimes we think, well, you know, prayer is one of these things that we have to do to somehow overcome God's reluctance to answer our prayer. So many of us think like that. You know, it's like, well, you know, you got to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And the Lord says, well, you know, if you pray about that for 3 more years, I might think about it. And somehow we're trying to get God to do something He doesn't want to do. Kind of like when you were a little kid, or your little kids can do that to you. If they whine long enough about something, you're like, fine, I'll buy you candy. Just be quiet. And listen, don't ever get the idea that prayer's like that, that we badger God to get Him to do something He doesn't want to do just so He gets us off His back. That's not the God of the Bible. That's not what prayer is. Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It's getting in on God's willingness. And God's willingness is in His word. It's in His will. And He says, if you'll pray according to my will, you can have tremendous confidence as you pray. And you can know that I'm going to do what I said I wanted to do. George Mueller was born in the early 1800s. He was from Bristol, England. He's known as a man of prayer. Tremendous faith and prayer, those work together. The things that he did, just amazing. He started an orphanage with 50 cents. And just on the sheer power of prayer, 50 cents became $7.5 million. He just asked the Lord. He saw God do amazing things as he prayed. I love what he said concerning prayer. He said, for him, prayer was always a matter of finding a promise in the Word of God. He said, if there was something on my heart, I looked through the Word of God till I found a promise in the Word of God that matched up with this need that I could say, well, Lord, I feel this is impressed on my heart, and this is what you say in your Word. And he said, I would put my finger on the verse and read that back to God and say, God, this is what you have said. And Lord, I'm claiming your word. So he answers prayers that are rooted in his word and in his will. And God answers prayer through a relationship, not a ritual. Now, here is what Elijah said in verse 41. He said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the roar of a heavy shower. Listen, there are no clouds in the sky, and it hadn't rained for 3.5 years. There is no evidence at all that rain is coming, just that God said in 1 Kings 18:1 that he was going to send rain. So when there are no clouds, Ahab's not hearing any thunder or anything like that, but Elijah is. Elijah is, why? Because he's hearing with the ears of faith. He's seeing with the eyes of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And as Elijah got close to the Lord in his relationship, he could hear from the Lord, and he could hear things that the Lord wanted him to hear. Many of us, we don't get close enough to the Lord to hear what he wants us to hear. You know how God speaks? He doesn't speak in a booming voice. He speaks primarily in a still small voice, in the sound of a gentle whisper. And if you're going to hear a gentle whisper, you got to get close. Some of us are too far away from the Lord. We can't hear him. And what do? When it comes to prayer, we go through the ritual of prayer. And the Lord says, yeah, I don't care about any of that stuff, because I'm a God who wants a relationship. And so answered prayer comes through a relationship with God, not through ritual, not just through going through the motions. You know, the Lord Jesus spoke of that in Matthew chapter 6, where he talked about prayer. And he said, don't use meaningless repetition when you pray. That's what the Gentiles do. He said, they think they're going to be heard because of their many words. He said, no, when you pray, you just share your need with me. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask it. So you just share from the heart to the God who loves you. It's all about relationship. Elijah saw his prayers answered. Why? Because he knew it was rooted in the will of God. It was rooted in the word of God. It was rooted in a relationship with God. And that's the second step. First step, I got to get my heart right. Second step, I got to get aligned with God and I have to hear from him. Step number three, answered prayer comes when we persist with confidence. Verse 41. Now Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the roar of a heavy shower. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel and he crouched down to the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go back seven times. So here's Elijah. He hears the sound of the roar of a heavy shower. Nothing in the sky. Nobody else is hearing anything, but he hears it because he's hearing with ears of faith. He tells Ahab, go up and eat. And then Elijah goes to a place on top of Mount Carmel, and he gets down, crouches down, and he puts his head between his knees. And you know, that's a picture of humility, to get down before the Lord and get your head down. So I want you to notice about his prayer. It was earnest prayer. That means a sincerity. That means an intense conviction, a focus. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So often our prayers just don't, they don't have much earnestness. They don't have much fervency. They're just kind of like, now you see it, now you don't. Where was it? There it goes. Oh, it's just as milquetoast. It's just kind of mushy. And God says, you know, when you pray those mushy kind of prayers, I'm thinking that you're not very serious about this. One of the problems in America is we have so much. There's so much affluence that we don't feel like we really need God. People in other countries, they pray with fervency. Why? Because they know if God doesn't come through, I can't make it. We need to depend upon God like that. If we depend upon God like that, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It's earnest prayer. An answered prayer is unrelenting prayer. So he prays. This is kind of interesting. When he prayed earlier for the fire to fall, God, show that you're God. And the fire fell and licked up the water and the sacrifice and the wood and the stone and everything. And the people said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. That happened just like that. Just immediately it came. But now he's praying for rain, which God had said he was going to bring. And he prays and nothing happened. I mean, can we relate to that? I can relate to that a lot better than I pray and boom, the fire falls immediately. I mean, it's you pray and there's nothing. So what's the deal, God? You said you were going to do this, but there's nothing. So then I pray again. Hey, go check and see if there's a cloud again. There's nothing. Go a third time, nothing. Go a fourth time, nothing. Go a fifth time, nothing. Go a sixth time, nothing. Okay, God, I forget it. I quit. I'm packing up my prophet stuff and going back to Tishbe. I mean, I guess you don't want to do what you said you were going to do. That's not what he did. He kept praying. Sent him back a seventh time. You know, there's something about God. He loves persistence. Why? Because persistence shows that we're serious. God loves persistence. Hey, have you thrown in the towel on something you're praying about? Something that you know is the will of God, but you say, I don't think this is going to work. Listen, in so many marriages where we have difficulties in marriages, we need to remember that God, he doesn't want the marriage to be torn apart. So you have great confidence to pray, God, save my marriage. God, change me to be the spouse you want me to be. God, do a work here. And I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep knocking. Hey, it's better to die in faith than to live in doubt. So if it doesn't happen, so what? You stand before the Lord and say, well, Lord, I believed you too much. I guess I shouldn't have believed you that much. No, you want to believe God all the way to the end. It's unrelenting prayer. Answered prayer is unwavering prayer. What does that mean? It means you don't lose steam. You don't start to doubt. It's the George Mueller thing, God. You put your finger on the promise. God, this is what you said. This is what you said, God. If you don't do what you said, God, then you would be a liar. And I know you're not a liar, God. And I know it says in the book of Kings with Solomon that no word of your good promise has ever failed. And so, God, this is what you promised, and I'm clinging to your promise. God loves it when we do that because it shows him that we believe. Answered prayer is unwavering prayer. And it says in verse 44, and it came about at the seventh time that he said, behold, a cloud as small as a man's hand is coming up from the sea. And he said, go up. Say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down so that the heavy shower does not stop you. So it came about in a little while that the sky grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy shower, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Seventh time. Hey, what do you see, servant? I see a cloud, and it's the size of a man's hand, literally just his palm. As some translations say, the size of the cloud, the size of a man's fist. That's a little cloud, little cloud. That's all Elijah needed. And he said, that's it. That's my sign from God. That's when he's gonna bring the rain. You go tell Ahab, hitch up his chariot, get it ready, and go down to Jezreel. It's a 15-mile trip to Jezreel. Go down to Jezreel so the heavy shower doesn't overtake him. He just believed God, and he saw God answer. And then lastly, answered prayer is strengthening prayer. Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and outran Ahab to Jezreel. Ahab's in a chariot. Chariot's pulled by horses. Elijah, I mean, he's not a track star, but the hand of the Lord was on him. So he could take his robe and he could stuff it into his belt and he could run, and he was running like the wind. And the Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And God gives you strengths as he answers your prayer. When George Mueller was 70 years old, he began to go out to preach the gospel around the world. He logged 120,000 miles on the sea in 17 years. Well, he was off the coast of Newfoundland, and the fog was thick, and the ship wasn't moving very quickly. And he had a conversation with the captain, and the captain shared this story. The captain said, I was a marginal Christian. And he said, but Mueller was on the ship. And everything changed when I had this conversation and this encounter with George Mueller. He said, he came up to me. He said, I was on the bridge. I'd been on the bridge for 24 hours because the fog was so thick and it was a scary time on the sea. And Mueller came up to me and said, Captain, I've come to tell you that I must be in Quebec on Saturday afternoon. He said, it was Wednesday. I told him, it's impossible. He said, very well, if your ship can't take me, God will find some other means of locomotion to take me. I've never broken an engagement in 57 years. The captain said, well, you know, I'd willingly take you, but I'm helpless. He said, how can I help you? He said, let's go down to the chart room and pray. And the captain said, I looked at this guy. You saw a picture of him. He looked a little odd. He said, I looked at this guy and thought to myself, what lunatic asylum could that man have come from? I've never heard of such a thing. He said, Mr. Mueller, do you know how dense the fog is? And he said, no, my eye is not on the density of the fog, but on the living God who controls my every circumstance. The captain said that Mueller got on his knees and prayed one of the most simple prayers. He was the one who said he prayed like he's 8 or 9 years old. And this was his prayer. Oh, Lord, if it is consistent with your will, please remove this fog in 5 minutes. You know the engagement you made for me in Quebec on Saturday. I believe it is your will for me to make that engagement. Said when he finished, the captain was getting ready to pray. And Mueller put his hand on his shoulder and said, you don't need to pray. He said to him, first, you don't believe his will, and you don't believe that God will do this. And second, I believe he already has answered. And there is no need whatever for you to pray about it. He said, I looked at him and Mueller said, Captain, I have known my Lord for 57 years. And there has never been a single day that I have failed to gain an audience with the king. Get up, Captain, and open the door, and you will find the fog is gone. He said, I got up, and the fog was gone. George Mueller believed God, and he got to his appointment in Quebec on time. Elijah believed God, and God did amazing things. Hey, think back to that dream. All those things in that warehouse of heaven. How many packages are up there with your name on them? Unclaimed blessings from God, answered prayers from God, things he wanted to do, but you didn't call upon his name. You weren't very serious about prayer. You didn't get in on his will and on his plan, and you left so many things unreceived. And we can change that starting today.
Wow. Heaven must be a big place to store all those unclaimed blessings from me. Perhaps you too. Listen, if you've lacked a certain earnestness about your prayer life, perhaps you need to just pray and just say to God, say, God, help me to get serious about my prayers and begin claiming your word by faith. Or maybe you know that you've never been saved to begin with. Would you like to have victory in your life rather than defeat? Then you'll want to surrender your life to Christ through repentance and faith. And when you do, he promises to come in and to change you. You'll never be the same. In fact, you'll have eternal life guaranteed. You'll be a new creature with new passion for the things of God. To find out more about what it really means to turn your life to Christ, we hope you'll go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link, and there we believe that you'll find some blessings that you can claim for your own and learn what it means to live a life for Jesus. Again, go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link. Now, today you heard part two of this message from Pastor Jeff's series, Holy Boldness, called Answered Prayer. Elijah certainly knew the secret to prayer. He prayed that it would not rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed that it would rain, and it did. How did he do that? Well, he didn't. God did it. But God answered the prayers coming from Elijah's heart, and a heart that was right with God. And Elijah's life was aligned with God and his word and his will. As a result, he saw answers to his prayers. To help you discover how to have a powerful prayer, we'd like to send you Pastor Jeff's booklet, Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer. It's our gift of thanks to you for your support this month of any amount to From His Heart. And when you do make that gift, we'll also send you the Holy Boldness series, 8 messages on CD, DVD, MP3 download, or USB flash drive. Just call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. God bless you for standing with us to tell the world about a God who is waiting to answer their prayers. Thank you as well for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting you'll be able to join us tomorrow to learn about the plan of escape that you need to have if you're in the cave of depression. That's on Thursday, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out about that. go to fromhisheart.org.